USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump's zero-tolerance policy has created pressure to find space for the tens of thousands of migrant children and parents awaiting criminal prosecution for crossing the border illegally. Yesterday, an internal draft memo obtained by Time magazine proposed creating a detention camp at the former Concord Naval Weapons Station. Bay Area Congressman Mark DeSaunier.
It does remind me of World War II. And Japanese internment. So we don't want to be a party to that.
County Supervisor John Gioia says local governments were not consulted.
This is a crazy proposal. We're going to fight it. We're not going to let this happen.
After visiting an immigrant detention facility in southern Texas yesterday, Senator Ted Cruz expressed hope there will be a bipartisan deal on border security.
My hope is that we will see Congress work in a bipartisan manner to ensure that kids stay with their parents.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Members of the Michigan State University Board of Trustees gave the go-ahead to sell some $500 million in bonds to pay for settlements related to sexual abuse perpetrated by former university doctor Larry Nassar. Victim Hannah Morrow says the university president should have been removed from office.
One of the ways justice can occur is by removing Engler from his current position at MSU. While Engler's apology was greatly appreciated, why did it take over 1,000 people to sign a petition regarding getting him fired before we received that apology?
Engler had said one victim may have gotten a kickback from attorneys. More than 130 campers and staff had to be evacuated in Montana's Lewis and Clark County due to flooding. Army National Guard Aviation Officer Colonel Jamie Wilkins said in addition to search and rescue, Guard members are helping with flood response.
We have provided some assistance to the city of Great Falls in the form of sandbagging equipment and personnel to help do that.
The evacuation took place from a mountain Bible camp near Augusta, Montana. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Representatives of North and South Korea met at a resort to discuss plans for a reunion of family members separated during the war. USA's Wendy King has more.
The meeting was scheduled to discuss details of the upcoming reunion event, including a date and whether separated family members are still alive. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un agreed at their April 27th summit to hold a family reunion in August. Park Young-il, head of the North Korean Red Cross delegation, said there will be a dramatic change in the relation of the two Red Cross organizations as we depart from our shameful past and restart our discussion for cooperation in humanitarian affairs between the North and the South. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Prosecutors say they'll consider the death penalty for the inmate charged in the shooting deaths of two sheriff's deputies in Kansas City last week. 30-year-old Anton Fielder was charged with two counts of capital murder Friday. Wyandotte County District Attorney Mark Dupree announced Fielder also faces witness intimidation charges.
We are making sure that we do everything that we can to keep the witnesses that we have and their confidentiality close to our vests.
Fielder was accused of overpowering the deputies and possibly taking one of their guns as they transported him to a court appearance. One deputy died at the scene, the other died in a hospital the following day. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.